It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo along with Mitch Stilte here in Dawson tonight for girls basketball. It's a good one. The Lacapral Valley Eagles taking on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And Mitch, here we go. Girls basketball tonight.
Yep, this is a big rivalry game for both. When you're scheduled, this is the one we can't lose.
Absolutely. And the girls, you know, they're looking, when do we play your Lacapral, when do we play Dawson, and Dawson, when do we play Lacapral?
Absolutely. It's one of the games that you really can't wait to play when you're a part of these two schools.
And these girls, they're friends on other sports. They might be teammates on tennis or on track and field or cross country, because they combine with each other. And so some of them know each other very well, don't they?
Yep, and that's when you got to put that friendship aside for the 40 minutes that you play in the game to try and beat them.
And it always brings a great crowd.
Yep, we've got a great crowd, and it's snowing out too. So when I drove over, they were snowing out. So fans from both Dawson and Lacapral came out in the snow a little bit to watch this basketball game.
All right. I got here early. I didn't realize it was snowing.
It wasn't too bad, but the flurries were coming down.
Okay. Well, both teams are on the floor. Hey, we got Wayne Hennon and Dr. Slava, part of the refing crew tonight. And they got to give them guys a shout-out. They do a great job, don't they?
Yep, always got to shout-out the referees. They do the job that everyone thinks they can do, but when it comes down to it, no one wants to do it.
Yep. They're at midcourt with Coach Dylan Erickson and Coach Rachel Hawkinson and the captains. Out there, Alyssa Savinsky, one of the captains, or the captain tonight for Dawson Boyd. Lindsay Lund is not here tonight. Her sister Rachel is graduating college down in Arizona, so the Blackjacks will be without Lindsay tonight.
Yeah, that's the senior leader for Dawson Boyd.
The only senior on the roster,
so it'll be interesting to see how that impacts Dawson Boyd's play tonight.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn the rest of the Subway pregame show over to you, Mitchell, and take it away.
All right. So Lacapral Valley comes in with an overall record of 1-3. Their one win this year came versus Ortonville, and their three losses are to Minnewaska area, Pipestone area, and Central Minnesota Christian. They have an 0-1 section record, a 1-1 conference record, and an 0-1 away record. And so far through their four games this season, they've averaged 43 points per game on offense, give up 56 points per game on defense. Last season, they had a 4-22 record with a 1-12 away record. And that one win was against Ortonville on their away record. And then last season, they were 0-2 versus Dawson Boyd. They lost the first matchup 55-47 at Lacapral, and then they lost on the road 61-29. So the average score in those games was 58-38 in favor of Dawson Boyd. And until last season, Lacapral had won 19 straight versus Dawson Boyd, dating back from the 2014-15 season to the 2022-23 season.
Wow, okay.
And so for now with Dawson Boyd, they come in with the same record as Lacapral, 1-3. Their one win was against Ortonville, just like Lacapral, and their losses are to RTR, Montevideo, and KMS.
We did that Montevideo game, didn't we?
Yes, we did do that Montevideo game. And Dawson Boyd has an 0-1 section record with a 1-1 conference record and an 0-1 home record. They lost to KMS at home. And they average 45 points per game on offense and give up about 62 points per game on defense through their four games. So very similar for both teams in terms of points. Last season, Dawson Boyd came in with a 10-4, finished with a 10-14 record and had a 6-5 home record. And as I said, they're going for their third straight win versus Lacaparo here tonight.
Wow. The Blackjacks have won, the last three?
Dawson Boyd has won the last two.
They have won the last two.
Yep,
okay.
They swept Lacaparo last season.
Last season, okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Mitch. We're just a few minutes or a couple minutes away from the opening tip-off. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. You want to do it, Mitch, or you want me to?
I'll do it.
All right, we'll do it. Let's start with the visiting Lacaparo Valley Eagles. Number 3, Brandy Meyer. Brandy's a guard, 5'9" senior. Number 10, Jalen Lee, a 6-foot senior, forward. Number 23, Kendall Shelstead. Kendall's a 5'6" senior guard. Number 24, Kayla Jan. Kayla's a 5'4" senior guard. And probably getting a start tonight. I talked with Coach Dylan Erickson before the game. It was going to be kind of a game-time decision with Callie Kahn. Callie's nursing a foot injury, and I was just watching her warm up there. And I don't know if she aggravated again, but she was off on the side, so I'm not sure if Callie will be starting tonight, maybe even playing. So we'll see about that. And Maya Sawatsky might get the start there for the Eagles. The Eagles are coached by Dylan Erickson, and JV coach John Sherb, assistant coaches Lindsey Kranz and Thomas Daniels. The manager is Brendan Sherb. For the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team tonight, their starters. Number 3, a freshman, 5'3" guard, Claire Stratmon. Number 10, Kyler Yamlin, a 5'7" freshman guard. Number 11, Laura Schreier, a guard, 5'4" sophomore. Number 15, Alyssa Swazinski, a 5'5" junior guard. And number 32, Olivia Essling, a 5'11" sophomore forward. So the Blackjacks start two ninth graders, two and a junior. They're coached by head coach Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White. Their managers, Quinn Larson and Kaylee Brent. Should mention the captains for Dawson Boyd is Lindsay Lund, who's not here tonight, as I mentioned earlier, and Alyssa Swazinski. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. As Mitchell mentioned, both these teams, one win and 3 losses, and both have beaten Ortonville.
Yep, both wins are for against Ortonville.
Yep. All right, let's go through some other games tonight in girls basketball. And the big one everyone's watching tonight in the Camden Conference is Lakeview, the Lakers. They're at Mineota to take on the Vikings. And guess what? Early in the season here, both Lakeview and Mineota are currently undefeated at 3-0. So someone's going to get their first loss of the season tonight. Two good teams there. Ortonville is at McRae tonight. Morris is at Montevideo. They're actually playing right now. There's a Montevideo had a boy-girl doubleheader. And we had a boys score, didn't we, there, Mitchell? The
yep.
Montevideo boys, they were playing Camby, I believe, in Montevideo earlier tonight. I think that's a final there, isn't it?
Yep, I got Montevideo won the game by a score of 96-36 over Camby.
96 points for Montevideo in 3 games. What have they done in offensively? It's unbelievable, isn't it, for Montevideo Thunder Hawks?
In 3 games, they've scored 94 points. 107 points and now 96 points, which comes to an average of 99 points in their first 3 games. That's what they're averaging.
Well, let's see if they can do that on Thursday when they travel up to take on a very good, if not state-ranked, Morris Tiger team. So that's the Montevideo boys, another 90-point game there. Well, we did the game last week, didn't we?
Yep.
And they scored 107. Lacaparo Valley scored 70.
Yep.
A high-scoring game there. Other girls basketball tonight. Yellow Medicine East is at Renville Hancock. The Owls are at Clinton Graceville Beardsley. And as Mitchell mentioned, Camby was at Montevideo, and Camby lost 96-36. The other boys game tonight, just a couple boys games, RCW is at Lakeview tonight. And, of course, wrestling action. We'll hopefully get some updates here. Team United, they're up in Wilmer tonight. Take on a state-ranked Wilmer Cardinal team. And that should be a good one. Team United and Wilmer in wrestling tonight. I think that started at 6 o'clock. So that's the schedule tonight in the Camden Conference. And, Mitchell, what do you think tonight? Both these teams should be a pretty competitive game between Lacrosse Valley and Dawson Boyd.
Yep, this should be a rivalry game regardless of... We talked about this during basketball last season. When rivalry games are played, you throw the records out the door and anything can happen. So this should be a very competitive basketball game here tonight.
Yeah, you think Lacrosse Valley would get the ball in to Jalen Lee. A lot down under there with the height advantage there with Jalen. But I'll tell you what, this Dawson Boyd Blackjack team, they got a couple of really good young players, a couple of freshmen in Claire Stratmone and Kyler Yomlin, don't they?
Yep, those two are kind of the leaders of the team, with Claire having played last year as an eighth grader. So her experience is really helpful for Dawson Boyd with Lindsay Lund out tonight.
Yeah, and you'll see for Lacrosse Valley, you'll see Maya Sawatsky come in. Maya's just an eighth grader, and she'll get a lot of floor time tonight as well. So a lot of young ball players out on the floor tonight. All right. Well, that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break here, a couple-minute break, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off between Lacrosse Valley and Dawson Boyd in girls basketball right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Shelsa with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Matson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Matson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart, at Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Cynthia Ray for some girls basketball tonight, Mitchell.
Absolutely. This should be a really good game.
It should be. Greg Wyam, the public address announcer, introducing the girls. We got a, for Lacapaw Valley, Callie Kahn did not start. In her place was Zoe Doctor. Callie is out with an injured foot. It's not a sprain. It's just some kind of injury in her foot. I talked to Callie before the game. She was in quite a bit of pain, but she's dressed and she wants to play bad. I know that. Kind of feel sorry for her. She wants to play against Dawson Boyd bad, but she can't. All right, here we go. B-spot tonight. It was a pretty good B-spot game until the end. The Eagles pulled away there.
Yeah, the Eagles really took over in the final couple minutes of that game.
34-20, the final in B-squad. There was no C-squad game. I guess they had a junior high game before the B-squad game. All right, the Eagles decked out in their white away red trim jerseys and the Blackjacks in their black and gold. Black and yellow? Black and gold? What color is that?
I'd say black and gold.
Okay, we'll say black and gold. Here's the opening tip-off. Wayne Hennon, the referee, tosses the ball in the air and the Blackjacks come away with it, and we're underway here in front of a nice crowd tonight at Dawson Boyd High School.
Lacapaw starting out in a man-to-man defense.
They're going to put a lot of pressure. Driving to the basket is Schreier. Pops it out to Alyssa. And although that was Yamlin, excuse me. Tyler Yamlin, a ninth grader, whistled for a travel, and there's your first turnover of the game.
And Dawson Boyd looks like they're out in a full-court press here to start on defense. That was a nice defensive play. I think it was Brandy Meyer that reached in to force the travel against Dawson Boyd.
Here's Kayla Jan. She'll do a lot of the ball handling for Lacapaw Valley. Now over to Jalen Lee, who's out at the top of the key. Guarding Jalen looks like a Schreier. Were they going to zone defense?
Yeah, it looks like a 2-3, and it's a travel on Kendall Shelstead of Lacapaw. Turn the ball over to Dawson Boyd.
So, peace. I'm joking. Mitch and I aren't too good on stats, but we'll try.
Hope we do our best, though.
Yamlin for three from way out. Oh, my goodness. Tyler Yamlin hits a three. And the Blackjacks lead 3-0. Jalen Lee, and it's picked off. Stolen there by Olivia Essling.
That was a great job by Olivia Essling anticipating that pass and getting the steal for Dawson Boyd from the full court press.
Stratmon with the ball. Claire, outstanding basketball player. She goes down to the baseline. Here's a long three by Swazinski, and it's off the rim, and the Blackjacks keep the possession. Here's Yamlin for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Swazinski, and picking up the loose ball is Brandy Meyer. Look at Jalen go. She's going all the way to the basket. Jalen Lee, and she's fouled.
That's a great job by Jalen Lee. No one picked her up on defense for Dawson Boyd, and she was able to drive into the paint and get fouled.
And Jalen Lee will go to the free throw line.
Foul was on Alyssa Swazinski of Dawson Boyd.
And Jalen Lee's free throw is up and off the back iron. The score remains Dawson Boyd 3, Eagles nothing. Jalen will try to make it on the scoreboard here with the second free throw, and she does. Jalen Lee with a basket. And it's 3-1. Here come the Blackjacks across midcourt. Yamlin on the left wing, guarded by Shelstead. Here's Stratmon, breaks to the basket with the ball, loses the ball, picked up there by Shelstead. Now over to Jalen Lee across midcourt.
Nice job by Lockenparl there to swarm Claire when she went to the paint and forced a turnover.
Meyer in the paint, forces up a shot. It's short. And I think grabbing the rebound there was Laura Schreier, and she stepped out of bounds.
Yep, and I'll turn the ball back over to Lockenparl. Kayla Jan looks to be inbounding for Lockenparl Valley.
Eagles will inbound the ball. Jalen for three from way out. No good. Ball's out at the free throw line. Brandy Meyer chases it down, and the Eagles keep the possession. Jan for three, and that's off the back iron. Rebounded there by Brandy Meyer. She pops it back out to Jalen.
Nice shot by Brandy Meyer. That's two offensive rebounds for her this possession.
Kayla Jan goes underneath the Eagle basket, tries to force up the shot, and is partially blocked and taken away there by Essling. 3-1, Dawson Boyd, just underway here. And a bad pass there, picked off by Meyer. Brandy then traveled with the ball after stealing it.
Yeah, it looked like someone might have swiped at the ball when she gained possession of it and just couldn't keep her feet.
Jada Kessler comes off the bench for Lockenparl Valley. Somebody came in for the Blackjacks as well. I think that was Jorgens. Addison Jorgens in. Blackjacks inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it. They lead 3-1. Schreier, number 11, to Stratmon. Stratmon puts up a three. That's no good. Ball goes way up in the air, fighting for the rebound. The Eagles come away with it with Brandy Meyer.
That's Brandy's third rebound here to start the basketball game.
Shelstead drives to the basket. Kendall Shelstead scores. 3-3, we're tied.
Very defensive matchup here to start the game so far.
Stratmon kicks it back out. We got a whistle underneath. We got some activity, some pushing and shoving underneath in the paint.
Yeah, been very physical to start this game so far.
Who's that foul going to be on?
Kendall Shelstead, I believe. Or nope, that's Kayla Jan.
Oh, so you called it on Jan. So the Blackjacks get the ball underneath their own basket. We're tied 3-3. They inbound it to Essling, try to go up with a shot. That might be Kayla Jan picking up two quick fouls there.
Yeah, I think they called it on Jada Kessler.
Oh,
that one.
Okay. Kayla acted like she was whistled for the foul there. So to the free throw line, number 32, Olivia Essling, the sophomore. Free throw up. And it's good for Olivia.
She got a friendly bounce for Dawson Boyd there. Hit off back iron and just ball just died and fell in the hoop.
Wasn't pretty, but it counts.
Yep.
Second free throw hard off the backboard. Rebounded by Brandy Meyer. Brandy does a nice job rebounding.
Yep.
So Jalen's got a lane. She looks at it and lays it up and in on the layup by Jalen Lee.
Once again, known from Dawson Boyd, picked her up when she's bringing the ball up the court, and she just was able to drive into the paint and get an easy layup.
Eagles take their first lead of the night, 5-4. And Meyer almost stole the ball. Boy, Brandy's all over the place defensively for the Eagles to start the game. 5-4, Lockenparl Valley. Sawatsky. Maya, an eighth grader, off the bench for Lockenparl Valley. Meyer's going to come out and get a breather. Sawatsky in. Good athlete, Maya is.
Yeah, she was a great softball player for
pitcher.
Yep.
Right now, she's got the basketball uniform on. 5-4. Blackjacks with the possession. This is Strand. And Strand with the ball. This is Jordan Strand. Nice pass to Stratmon. Claire goes to the basket. She's fouled.
It's a nice job by Claire being aggressive. She's forced a couple of fouls against Lockenparl by driving into the paint. That one looks to be on Jalen Lee.
Once again, a reminder, Dawson Boyd without their senior, Lindsay Lund, tonight. And the free throw's up. And no good. Is this Claire at the free throw line?
Yep.
Okay.
You got to make your free throws in these big rivalry games.
Second free throw is that one missed. No good. Rebounded by number 4, Jada Kessler, the senior. Eagles come down the floor with their one-point lead. 5-4, Lockenparl Valley. Jan kicks it out. Here's a three-point shot by Shelstead. No good. Good box out there by Swazinski, Alyssa. Look at Alyssa. She's taking it all, and it's blocked. by from behind by Jalen Lee. We're going coast to coast.
That was a great defensive play there by Jalen Lee. It looked like no one was going to pick up Swidzinski, but then Lee just came over and blocked the shot.
Jalen bounces into Kessler. This is that's Kessler. Turns and shoots. Missed it. And Alyssa Swidzinski grabbed the rebound. I think she was fouled.
Yep, on number five, Maya Swatsky picking up her first foul.
Good box out there by Swidzinski. Schreier back in along with Esslein. Swidzinski and Stratmon out to get a breather. A lot of substituting going on, Mitch.
Yep, both teams going into their bench early and often here to start this game.
5-4, one-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. Yamlin, top of the key. I think she carried the ball, and she did.
I'll turn the ball back over to La Caprile Valley.
Kyler just bounced the ball a little too high and then carried it. That was borderline, but the referee decided to blow the whistle there. Here's Kayla Jan across midcourt for the Eagles. They have that one-point lead. They throw it all the way in the corner. Here's Sawatsky for a long three. Hit the side of the rim, no good, and grabbing the rebound is Yamlin. Yamlin, Kyler, or that was Schreier, excuse me. Schreier with the rebound. Here's Yamlin with the basketball to Schreier. Laura, top of the key, being guarded by Sawatsky. And that baseline shot, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Now a long three put up there, and a nice rebound and put back by the Blackjack.
That was Addison Jorgens. She did a nice backdoor cut earlier in the possession and then was able to get the offensive rebound and put back for Dawson Boyd.
And we got a timeout on the floor. The Blackjacks retake the lead 6-5 with 12:38 to go. You're listening to Blackjack and Eagle girls basketball right here on Q92.
One of our sports boosters.
We decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
We're back. It's 7-6 coming out of the timeout here. Brandy Meyer scored for La Caprile Valley. And now Olivia Esslein puts the bucket in. We got a flurry of action here coming out of commercial break.
Yep, two quick scores, one by each team coming out of timeout.
8-7, Dawson Boyd leading. Jan from the free throw line, hard off the glass, no good. Look at him go for the rebound. It's a big fight for the rebound. And the Eagles come away with it.
Nice job by Jada Kessler fighting for the offensive rebound.
Kessler in the paint, and we got a whistle foul on Dawson Boyd. Dr. Slaba is one of the referees.
Foul looks to be on Kyler Yamlin of Dawson Boyd.
Ooh, we got a lot of substitutes coming back in. Swidzinski and Stratmon in. Shelstead comes in, along with Jalen Lee, I believe. Right? Or Zoe Doctor.
Zoe Doctor.
Eagles inbound it. They're down by a point now, 8-7. Jan from way out, three, swish! Nothing but net there, three-pointer by Kayla Jan.
And Dawson Boyd in a 2-3 zone there, left Kayla Jan wide open on the wing, and I was just able to make a nice three-pointer for La Caprile.
10-9, La Caprile Valley. Here's Yamlin on the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Jan. Kayla's picked it up here.
Kayla's getting a couple of good minutes here for La Caprile Valley.
Number 15, Alyssa Swidzinski, the junior, gets the ball from the referee underneath the Dawson Boyd Blackjack basket. Looking to get it in play, having some trouble. Now lobs it in to Esslein underneath the basket. Esslein tried to face the basket, now kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Schreier. That's no good. And chasing it down in the corner is Sawatsky.
Nice job by Maya Sawatsky to run all the way to the corner to chase down that rebound.
It's a close one, folks. It's a two-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Both teams 1-3 early in the season. Jan goes in the paint, throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded Brett up and in.
This is the fifth rebound for Brandy Meyer for La Caprile Valley. She's leading them in rebounds right now, doing a great job on both both offensive and defensive glass.
Five rebounds for Brandy Meyer already.
That's wow.
Got her for 4 points. 12-8, La Caprile Valley, and the Blackjacks drive to the basket. I think that was Stratmon, and she was fouled. Jalen Lee is going to come in for Kayla Jan.
That was Maya Sawatsky picking up her second foul.
Oh, that was on Maya. Okay. Coming out is Tyler Yomlin, and Jorgens back in for Dawson Boyd. Boy, both coaches, Coach Dylan Erickson, Coach Rachel Hawkinson, musical chairs down there on the bench. A lot of substituting. Here's a Stratmon from deep in the corner. Holy cow! Three-pointer for the ninth grader, Claire Stratmon.
That was a nice three-pointer by Claire Stratmon to pull the Jacks within one, 12-11 of La Caprile Valley.
And now the Eagles throw the ball away. Out of bounds, turnover La Caprile Valley. 12-11, Eagles by 1 point.
A nice possession there by Dawson Boyd, first on offense with the three-pointer by Claire, and then forcing the turnover on defense.
Alyssa Swazinski inbounds the ball to Claire Stratmon. They're down by a point. 10 minutes to play here in the first half.
Foxfowl still in their man-to-man defense.
Stratmon inside to Jorgens. Blocked by the Eagles. Picked up by Jalen Lee. Jalen going in for a layup. Foul.
I believe that block was by Jalen Lee too, right?
Yep, looked like it.
So she got the block and was able to get out in transition and get fouled.
Fouls on number 5, Addison Jorgens, the sophomore. 12-11, La Caprile by 1. Jalen Lee at the free throw line. She has 3 points here so far. Makes that 4 with her second free throw of the game, I should say. That was her first there. Kayla Jan and Kessler back in for La Caprile Valley. Jalen Lee, second free throw for Jalen. Nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there by Jalen Lee.
That makes her 3 of 4 at the free throw line now to start.
Yep. 14-11. 3-point lead for La Caprile Valley. And Jorgens dribbling the ball. Fell down. Picked up by Jalen. Leading Kayla Jan. Too far underneath the basket. Jan's pushed by Claire Stratmon.
I'll send Kayla Jan to the free throw line.
14-11. Shooting foul there, so Kayla Jan, the senior guard, she had a three-pointer earlier. She's at the free throw line, and her free throw is good. Eagles doing well from the free throw line in the first half here.
Kyler Yaman checked back into the game for Dawson Boyd and for Olivia Essling.
Jan's free throw hits the front of the rim, no good. Kessler grabs the rebound. Out to Jan, top of the key, Shelfstead. Back to Jan on the right wing. Kayla partially blocked there by Stratmon. And then picking the loose ball up is Brandy Meyer, and she scores.
It was a great job by Brandy Meyer. Seeing that the ball was blocked, she got in position to pick up the rebound and was able to put it in for two.
17-11. La Caprile Valley and the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Went right through the hands of Jordan Strand. Blackjack Essling's going to come into the game for Stratmon.
Laura Schreier also coming back in for the Blackjacks.
9:06 to play here in the first half in front of a really nice crowd here tonight in Dawson Boyd at Dawson Boyd High School. 6-point lead for the Eagles, and they have the Shelstead, Kendall to Jan, top of the key in the Kessler back to Shelstead, wide open for a three, and she makes it. Kendall Shelstead for three. She's got 5 points here in the first half.
That was a nice job by La Caprile Valley working around the 2-3 zone of Dawson Boyd to get a wide open three.
Swazinski drives to the basket. What a play by Alyssa Swazinski.
It's a nice job by Swazinski driving into the paint and getting a tough layup to fall.
Wow, that was just determination there by Alyssa. Blackjacks needed that basket, didn't they?
Yep, that was they were down 20-11. That'll cut it to 20-13, La Caprile.
Meyer down on the baseline, puts the shot up, partially blocked there by Essling, and the ball's loose. And did we got a jump ball or a foul?
Jump ball, looks like.
Yep.
Nope, they called Brandy a foul on Brandy Meyer.
Okay. Called Brandy Meyer with a foul. The Blackjacks get the ball. They bring it up court. They're down by 7. 8-10 to play here in the first half. Jorgen, top of the key, being guarded by Shellstead. Throws it to the left wing to Schreier. Crossover dribble. She falls down. Eagles get the ball. Jalen Lee and Kayla Jan, 2-on-1. Jalen takes it to the hole and scores.
Nice job by Jalen Lee there for Lockwood Valley. She's able to get the steal and then finish the lay.
And Coach Ray, a commercial break. 7:49 to play in the first half. It's Lockwood Valley 22, Dawson Boyd 13. We'll be right back.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
22-13, Lockapaw Valley leading Dawson Boyd. Timeout's over by Coach Rachel Hawkinson. 7:20 to go in the first half. Jalen Lee goes down low, shoots over the rim. No good. The ball goes into the corner. And there, Strand picks the loose ball up.
Nice job by Strand fighting for that defensive rebound for Dawson Boyd.
Eagles went on a bit of a run here, haven't they, in the last couple minutes? So they lead now 22-13. Dawson Boyd... travel on Jordan Strand. She turned the ball over. Sawatsky and Zoe Doctor back into the game. I'm getting exhausted just watching the girls run off the bench.
Yeah,
back and forth. A lot
seems like every time there's a whistle, coaches are making substitutions.
Wow. 22-13. Jan with the ball. Jalen Lee throws it down low. And it goes off the hands of Zoe Doctor out of bounds. Callie Kahn is not playing tonight for Lockwood Valley. She has a foot injury. And Lindsay Lund is not here. Her sister Rachel is graduating from college in Arizona. So congratulations to Rachel, by the way. I interviewed Rachel a month or so ago when she was home working for Fox Sports and making it big there nationally. In the sports world. 22-13. Here's a short jump shot by Stratmon, and Claire hits one from the inside the free throw line.
Nice job by Claire. She used the backboard on that shot.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Okay.
Jan, left wing to Sawatsky. Sawatsky launches a three. That's off the back iron. Nice rebound by Jalen. She puts it up.
No, they called travel on her, so it'll go back over to Dawson Boyd.
Oh, nice effort by Jalen, but they whistled her for travel. Didn't see the travel, did you?
I did not see the travel.
Well, we'll go with what referee Wayne Hennon said.
Yep.
She traveled. She's wearing a shirt, and I'm not. 22-15, Blackjacks down. They have the ball. And Jorgens with a shot. That's good.
Jordan Strand
with the basket.
Jack's back within 5 in that basket.
22-17. They both scored. The Eagles here off that timeout. Here's a long three-pointer by Shellstead. Dr. Zoe with the rebound. Pops it out to Kayla Jan. Shellstead on the right wing. Inside to Meyer. A 3-second violation on the Eagles. Lockapaw Valley turns the ball over.
Tyler Yaman checking back in for Dawson Boyd.
Dawson Boyd brings the ball up the floor. There's 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. They're down 22-17. Here's Claire Stratmon, top of the key. Drives to the basket. Kicks it back out to Alyssa Swazinski. Here's a shot there by number, who is that? Not sure who that was.
That is Laura Schreier.
Schreier, okay. Legals with the ball. Here's Kayla Jan with a short jumper, and Kayla Jan scores. She's got six here in the first half.
That was a nice little mid-range jumper there by Kayla Jan.
24-17, La Caparo Valley. Schreier over to Jorgens. Here's Swazinski in the paint. Alyssa goes hard to the basket, kisses it off the glass, no good. Rebound and put back by Aisling, and Olivia Aisling's fouled, and the basket is good.
Nice job by Aisling getting in position to clean up the offensive rebound, and is able to get fouled while making a bucket.
24-19. Nice job there by Aisling, the 5'11 sophomore for Dawson Boyd. And she'll try to make it a three-point play from the free throw line.
Was the seventh foul on La Caparo Valley, so Dawson Boyd will be in the bonus for the rest of this first half.
And here's Olivia Essling's free throw, and she makes it a three-point play.
Now the lead cut down to four for La Caparo Valley, 24-20.
And that's 6 points for Olivia Essling.
Dawson Boyd coming back out in their full court press.
And the Eagles break it with Sawatsky at midcourt. Now to Jalen Lee. Jalen kicks it in the corner. Shelstead drives baseline underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Jan for three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Who's this going to be?
And looked like neither ref had an overly clear view, so they call a jump ball, and it'll keep possession down here with La Caparo Valley.
4-point lead for La Caparo Valley. We're under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Camden Conference girls basketball. Both teams, one win and three losses to start the season. Eagles inbound it. Passing the ball around the perimeter. Now Kayla Jan drives, kicks it out. And here's Sawatsky for three from the baseline. That's no good. Nice rebound there by Dawson Boyd. Then she's pushed to the floor. I think that's
Jordan Strand.
She's playing good here in the first half.
Yep, she's got a couple of rebounds for Dawson Boyd. And now she's got some free throw attempts.
Who was that foul on for La Caparo Valley? Did they say?
I did
just
not.
Justin, yep. Yeah, and that was her first, I think. So going to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd is the junior, Jordan Strand. Down by four, down by three. Free throw is good for Jordan Strand. 3 points for Jordan.
Now Brandy Meyer checking back in for La Caparo Valley.
24-21. La Caparo Valley leading. Strand's second free throw on its way, and it's good. 4 points for Strand, and the lead is three.
The lead cut down to two now.
Oh, two, excuse me, yeah. Two, I'm sorry. I can't do math.
They really changed the scoreboard.
All right, Eagles inbound at this full court press, giving the Eagles a little bit of problem here. Still have yet to cross the half court line. Now they do with Jan. Out to Jalen Lee. It's to Kayla. Kayla from the free throw line. Shot up. No good. Ball goes in the corner. And Strand will just block an Eagle there and let it go out of bounds. Good heads up play there by Strand.
Yeah, that was a great job by Strand. They'll get possession back over to Dawson Boyd, who can tire, take the lead on this offensive possession.
Oh, yeah. Down by two. The Blackjacks can tie it up or take the lead with a three-pointer. 3:40 to play in the first half. Here's Swazinski. Down by two. Hard to the basket. Kicks it out to Strand. Here's Alyssa in the corner. Swazinski in the paint. Almost lost the ball. Gets it. Kicks it out. Three-point shot by Strand. No good. And picking it up there was Jada Kessler. Eagles have the ball in their two-point lead. Swatsky down low to Brandy on the baseline. Brandy bounces it. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. She was trying to pass it to Kessler, and it went right by Jada.
as a Brandy Meyer got it on the block, and Dawson Boyd double teamed and turned the ball. Brandy turned the ball over, trying to pass the ball out.
So once again, Dawson Boyd can tie it up with a field goal or take the lead with a three-pointer. Let's see what happens here. Stratmon with the ball. Here's a three for the lead. In and out. No good. Here's another three for the lead. That's no good. That was by Yomlin. Two times the Blackjacks there.
Yep, that was just couldn't get the three-pointer to fall there for Dawson Boyd.
24-22. Boy, the Blackjacks had two good looks at three-pointers there. Just couldn't get them to drop. Brandy Meyer with a short jumper. That's no good. Good box out there by Essling. And Essling grabs the ball. Quickly up to Szczesny. 24-22 Eagles. Blackjacks with the ball. There's Schreier. Stratmon. Where's Stratmon? Now over to Yomlin. 2:10 to play.
Traveling called.
Who is that on?
Laura Schreier, I believe. Number 11 for Dawson Boyd.
Wow. Didn't see that one. Turnover by Dawson Boyd. Score remains 24-22 Eagles. And here comes Kayla Jan over the half-court line. Now the Shelstead, who's back in the game. Kendall puts up a three. Good, nothing but net for Kendall Shelstead, her second three-pointer in the first half.
That's the second one she hit over from on the right wing, too, for Lacapaw Valley.
27-22 Eagles, under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Essling, turns around, uses the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Brandy Meyer, hands the ball off to Jalen. Jalen's off and running. Here's Jalen Lee, she's going coast to coast. Puts it up, underhanded, no good. Rebounded there by Essling.
Both teams moving up the floor really fast here.
It's a track meet. Here's a three-point shot, put up, off the board, no good. That was by Yomlin. Blackjacks keep it, Stratmon for three. That's no good. Stratmon gets the rebound. Puts it up off the glass. She's fouled. Nice effort by Claire Stratmon.
Great offensive possession there for Dawson Boyd, picking up two offensive rebounds.
So Dawson Boyd's Claire Stratmon will go to the free throw line. She's got 5 points here in the first half. 27-22. Free throws missed. No good.
That foul was on Jalen Lee. That was her second for Lacapaw Valley.
Interesting first half. We're going to have a lot to talk about in Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Claire Stratmon will get a second free throw. She missed her first, and she missed her second. And, Essling grabs the rebound. Essling grabs the rebound. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Schreier. No good. Blackjacks keep possession. Ball goes out of bounds. Remains with Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks are hustling right now.
That was great energy by Dawson Boyd. That was Kyler Yomlin who saved the ball for Dawson Boyd and keeps it for Dawson Boyd on this end.
Yomlin inbounds it to Szczesny. 1 minute. 1 minute to play in the 7:22 Lacapaw Valley. And another traveling call on the Blackjacks.
It's great defensive pressure there by Lacapaw Valley to force the turnover.
Hey, we got the little Dawson Boyd Blackjack. The elementary girls are going to play at halftime. Look at them all over there. There's a lot of them. They're waiting to take the court here at halftime. 50 seconds to play. Lacapaw with the possession. They lead 27-22. Kayla Jan traveled. No, a lot of traveling here.
Yep, dragged her pivot foot. Dawson Boyd was in their full court press again, and they were able to look like a triple team when she crossed half court and just dragged her pivot foot.
Senior Zoe Doctor comes in for Jalen Lee. Well, let's see if the Blackjacks can cut into this five-point lead that the Eagles have before halftime. Stratmon slowly dribbling the ball. Left wing now to Schreier. Gets a screen from Essling. Now off the screen, Essling scores. What a play by Dawson Boyd.
That was a great pick and roll there by Olivia Essling, setting the screen and then cutting to the basket for a layup.
8 points for Essling. And
foul called.
On Sawatsky? Might be on Sawatsky. 28 seconds to play.
Here.
And it's 27-24, Lacapaw Valley.
Look, number 11, Laura Schreier with the foul on Dawson Boyd there.
Not yet in the bonus, though, are they?
Nope. need two more fouls for on the Jets. The Dawson Boy only has five fouls. Need to have seven to be in the bonus.
It looks like the Eagles have nine.
Yep. Shot clock turned off for Lacapara Valley. Hold for the last shot.
They have a three-point lead. Kayla Jan with the basketball being double-teamed out there. Now gets the ball into Jalen. Jalen loses the ball. 10 seconds to play. Swazinski. Stratmone, 7 seconds. Stratmone throws it down. Schreier, here's a three at the buzzer. No good. And that three, I think, was by Yoblin in the corner. If that would have went, that would have tied it up, Mitchell.
Yeah, that was a great flurry there by Dawson Boyd to try and get a bucket before halftime. We just couldn't get the three ball to go.
It's a three-point lead for Lacapara Valley at the half. 27-24. Good first half of basketball between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. Take a couple-minute break, and Mitchell and I will be back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Jalen Lee with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacapara County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacapara County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacapara County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacapara County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
I'm Claire Stratmone. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center. Lawson and Monty offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Zoe Doctor with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office piece, retail, and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Christmas is coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and I just got a new shipment of gift certificates in. So if you come in and purchase a gift certificate for that special someone, I will put your name in a drawing for, like, if you spend $100, $50, $25, whatever you spend, you'll go get your name put in that drawing. Plus, I got a lot of new holiday gift ideas and stocking stuffers and jewelry and purses and shoes and boots. You name it, I got it. Monica's is open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook, plus free gift wrap. Thank you for shopping small.
You've been listening to the
Welcome
Halftime
to Monica's
Report.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Dawson tonight. We're at halftime.
La Caparra Valley leading Dawson Boyd by 3 points, 27-24. Your thoughts on that first half, Mitchell?
I thought it was a very competitive first half. Very good on defense for both teams, forcing a lot of turnovers. A lot of good rebounding on display in the first half, and La Caparra at one point led 20-11, and then Dawson Boyd was able to cut it to 24-22, and then La Caparra was able to take the lead into halftime 27-24.
All right, let's go through their scoring for Dawson Boyd. They got six girls that have scored in the first half. Claire Stratmone with 5 points. She had a three-pointer. Addison Jorgens with a bucket. Kyler Yalman hit a three-pointer. Alyssa Szynski with 2 points. Jordan Strand with 4 points. A couple free throws there in the bucket. And your leading scorer for Dawson Boyd is 5'11 senior forward, Olivia Essling. Essling with 8 points in that first half. Good job by Olivia there.
Yeah, it was a great job by Olivia Essling being active in scoring and in rebounds for Dawson Boyd.
Do you have rebounds for Dawson Boyd there?
Yeah, for Dawson Boyd, their leading rebounder was Olivia Essling, and she had a bounce. As a team, I got Dawson Boyd for 20 rebounds in the first half.
Oh, wow.
And then for La Caparra Valley, as a team, I got them for 18 rebounds, with their leading rebounder being Brandy Meyer with 7, and then Jada Kessler also has 5 rebounds for La Caparra Valley.
Okay. Scoring for La Caparra Valley, they have 4 girls in the scoring column. Brandy Meyer, kind of balanced scoring here for the Eagles. Meyer was 6, Lee was 7, Kayla Jan was 6, Kendall Shelstead with 8. Kendall hit 2 threes in that first half, so that's the scoring for La Caparra Valley in that first half. You said La Caparra had a 9-point lead, so the Blackjacks came back nicely there.
Yep, La Caparra Valley led 20-11.
They cut it to 2, right?
Yep, and they cut it. Dawson Boyd cut it to 2. They went on 11-4 run. And after being down 20-11, Dawson Boyd closed on a 13-7 run.
Okay, and then, you know, Blackjacks actually had, I remember when they were down by 2, they had two really good looks at three-pointers that would have taken the lead there, and they just couldn't get them to drop.
Yeah, the three-point shooting, I think, is favoring La Caparra here early in the for the first half, favoring La Caparra Valley. So it'll be interesting to see if La Caparra can keep that up in the second half.
All right, let's some other games tonight in the Camden Conference. You got some updates there, Mitchell?
So for other games in girls basketball, I got Camby leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 29-20.
Is that halftime? At half, I think.
Yep, that's at halftime, and that's at Tracy High School. And then for the Mineota Lakeview game, with 3 minutes left in the first, I have Mineota leading 27-16 over Lakeview.
And both those teams are undefeated at 3-0.
Yep, so Mineota starting to pull away there, that game being played at Mineota High School. And then another game I have is Wyoming. At the start of the second half, Wyoming's up 35-26 over RCW.
Okay. Boys basketball, we have a final already because it's a boy-girl doubleheader in Montevideo. Montevideo girls are playing Morris right now. But earlier tonight, the Montevideo boys, talk about the Montevideo boys, what they did again.
Well, they scored 96 points against Camby. They defeated Camby by a score of 96-36. And I believe within their first three games, they scored 94, 107, and now tonight 96. I believe we averaged that out earlier, and it came to 99 points for Montevideo averaged in their first three games.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great offensive outpouring for Montevideo. And I believe when I looked it up, it was the first time when they scored 94 points in their opener. It was the first time, I think, since 2011-2012 that they scored 90 points. And then here they've done it three times here this season, and they set a school record with 107 points. Two.
Yeah, that was a school record against La Caparra Valley last week when we did that game, 107-70. That was, as I mentioned, a school record there. So, but Montevideo boys, outstanding team there, and they got Morris. They're going to play Morris, and that'll be a tough matchup there on Thursday for the Thunderhawks. All right, well, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report here in Dawson tonight. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Your halftime score: the Eagles lead by 3, 27-24. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Minneota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Minneota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. And visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Minneota Building Material, Minneota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
All right, we're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. And this should be a good second half here.
Yep, this is a very competitive
3-point lead to start the second half, 27-24. And here we go. The Blackjacks have the possession to start the second half. Stratmone goes right to the basket, throws it up left-handed. And then Kayla Jan grabs the rebound. I think her foot was out of bounds.
Yep, her foot was out of bounds, and that'll keep possession with Dawson Boyd.
Stratmone will inbound the ball. She gets it in to Esslin, who had a great first half for Dawson Boyd. Back to Stratmone. Inside to Esslin. Kicks it out. This is Swazinski, I think, and her three-pointer was way short. And picking it up was Zoe Docker. Jalen Lee quickly up to Shelstead. Too far underneath the basket, gets it out to Docker. Her shot up, no good. And a rebound there by Kyler Yomlin. We got a whistle. What's that whistle?
I believe it was that over and back.
No, it's a foul. It's a push.
Our push number three, that's Brandy Meyer. That's her second.
Brings Coach Dylan Erickson off his chair. Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel likes to pace back and forth.
Yep.
Blackjacks with the possession. They're down by three. Just underway here in the second half. Fletcher with us on Q92.
Slack Powell still in a man-to-man defense.
Stratmone from the free throw line. Now back out to Kyler. Kyler goes to half court.
Nice.
Still, go ahead.
Nice job by Kayla Jan pressuring on defense.
Stratmone drives baseline, nowhere to go, and then she's going to throw it over and back. It's over and back.
Great defensive pressure there by Acapulco Valley, forcing the turnover.
So the Eagles get the possession. And Kayla Jan, the senior, William bound the ball at half court. Gets it in the Kendall, back out to Kayla. Here's Jalen inside to Doctor Zoe. Back to Jalen Lee, top of the key. Man-to-man, what was it?
Looks like a 2-3 zone,
yep. For Dawson Boyd. Shot clock to one.
And did they call a foul?
With 1 second on the shot clock.
Oh, they did call a foul. Claire Stratmone with a push. That's her second foul. Push the shot clock back to 20 and keep possession with Acapulco Valley.
Eagles were lucky there. Shot clock was running out. I don't think they would have got the shot off.
I think it would have been a steal.
All right, Eagles inbound it. Jalen, top of the key, three for Lee. That's off the rim. Goes in the corner, and the Eagles chase it down. They keep possession. Shelstead for three from baseline. No good. Nice rebound by Swazinski. Alyssa muscled that one down. Oh, nice pass to Stratmone. Then they go back out to Esslin. Boy, Olivia should have went to the basket on that one.
Yep, had a nice layup opportunity, but decided to pass it out.
Stratmone goes hard to the basket, lays it up left-handed, she's fouled. I'm impressed with Olivia Esslin, the sophomore.
Foul was on Zoe Doctor. That's her second.
Olivia listed at 5'11", and she's aggressive. Free throw there by Stratmon is good. Gives her 6 points. And it's 27-25, La Caparo Valley. Stratmon's second free throw. And she missed it. Rebounded by the Eagles. 2 point lead. Stratmon, her lead, double team. And Stratmon takes the ball away from her. And it's a jump ball. Jalen Lee and Claire Stratmon tugging for the ball.
That was a great fight by both Lee and Stratmon to fight for that ball. And possession will stay with La Caparo Valley.
27-25, La Caparo Valley. Close one, folks. Here's it out to Jan for three. Missed everything. Rebounded by the Eagles. They pull it back out with Jalen Lee. Here's Shelstead for three. That missed everything. Brandy Meyer chases it down in the corner. Now she loses the ball.
And they call a foul. Yep.
A foul on Dawson Boyd.
Yep, looks like Stratmon. That'll be her third personal foul.
Ooh, Claire in foul trouble. She could probably have to come out of the game.
Yep, Addison Jorgens checks in for her.
Claire comes out. She'll sit for a while here. And that'll hurt the Blackjacks. Eagles inbound to Jalen. Oh, she banks it in for three. What was that? Jalen Lee.
Well, as long as the ball goes through the hoop.
Wow. 30-25, a five-point lead. Szczynski, Alyssa goes down in the paint to Essling. Essling being double-teamed, triple-teamed. And now a jump ball. Coach Rachel Hawkinson is trying to call a timeout.
Yeah, just couldn't get the timeout in time. A good jump ball. The possession will stay with Dawson Boyd.
Rachel was yelling for a timeout. The referee said, no, that's a jump ball. So the Blackjacks get the ball. They're down by five after that three-pointer, a bank shot by Jalen Lee. And the Eagles steal the ball on the inbound pass. Kendall Shelstead with the steal.
Well, this is Swadzinski kind of airmailed the pass a little bit, and Kendall Shelstead is able to step in front of it and force turnover.
Jalen's going to go up to the basket, lays it up. No good. She's fouled, and Jalen Lee will go to the free throw line. She has 10 points. She leads all scorers.
Foul is on number 15, Alyssa Swadzinski. That's her second foul.
Jalen Lee at the free throw line. Jalen Lee, a senior. Free throw's good. And we got substitutes.
Maya Swatsky and Jada Kessler checking in for La Caparo Valley.
31-25. Jalen Lee's second free throw. On its way, no good. Rebounded by Jalen at the free throw line. They didn't box her out. Jalen goes to the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Jalen Lee.
Nice job by Jalen Lee being aggressive there after the missed free throw, getting her offensive rebound and then driving to the paint and getting fouled again.
31-25. Jalen with 11 points. Make that 12.
Lead up to 7 now for La Caparo Valley, 32-25.
Here comes Claire back in. She's got three personal fouls. Coming out is Jorgens. Second free throw by Jalen. Well, it was 27-25. Second free throw's good. Good free throw shooting there by the senior, Jalen Lee. And the Eagles stretch out that lead, 33-25. Oh, Sawatsky. Eagles get the ball back. Sawatsky on the right wing. Shelstead, top of the key, inside the Jalen. Jalen uses her left hand, puts it up and in. Jalen Lee's on fire right now.
That's a great job by Jalen Lee, pinning Olivia Nessling in the paint on the post up and able to finish with the left hand.
15 points for Lee.
La Caparo now with their largest lead of the night, 35-25.
It's 10. Foul, whistle stop.
That foul is on Jalen Lee for La Caparo Valley. That'll be her third.
Coming in for Dawson Boyd, Kyler Yomlin, the ninth grader. Boy, Jalen just kind of exploded here in the last couple of minutes, haven't she?
Hasn't she? Real nice job getting to the free throw line for that foul and scoring.
Here's Laura Schreier out the free throw line. Kicks it out to Stratmon for three. Claire, good! Claire Stratmon.
three-pointer off the bench for Claire Stratmone. That'll cut the lead 35-28 for Lacroix Valley.
9 points for Stratmone. Here's a little fast break. Jada Kessler, she missed the layup. Szczesinski with the basketball. Here comes Alyssa across half court. 35-28, Lacroix Valley. Number 21, that's Strand. Here's Alyssa for a three. Oh, my goodness. She was way out. Big three-pointer by Alyssa Szczesinski. Jalen Lee for three. That's no good. Fighting for the rebound in the paint. This is Lee gets her ball, and she's fouled. A lot of action here.
That's the second time we've been able to see Jalen Lee follow her missed shot, get the offensive rebound, and then get fouled.
And Jalen will go to the free throw line. Boy, that three-pointer by Szczesinski, that was WNBA range there.
Szczesinski picked up her third foul.
And Jalen's free throw, she missed one. 35-31, a four-point lead for Lacroix Valley. Jalen will try to make it 16 points for herself with her second free throw. Up and nothing but net.
Make the lead 36-31 for Lacroix Valley, a five-point lead.
Boy, the Blackjacks, the Eagles go on a run, and the Blackjacks go on a small run, don't they?
That is a great back and forth by both teams.
Blackjacks down by 5 points. 13-27 to play. We got a lot of time left. And they go that give and go to Essling again, and that was a little too far. That worked in the first half a couple times.
Yeah, that was a nice pick and roll there with Olivia Essling, and fortunately the pass just a little out of her reach and goes out of bounds.
A pick and roll, yeah. I said give and roll. It's pick and roll, sorry. Yeah.
I think either one works.
I'll go with pick and roll. You know basketball more than I do. All right. Lacroix Valley with the possession, 36-31. Jan, over to Jalen. Jalen's got a lot of touches here. Here's Sawatsky. Ooh, she's fouled. A big reach in there by number 21, Jordan Strand. Team fouls is that?
That's the sixth foul already here from Dawson. Boy, the next one will put Lacroix in the bonus. There's 13 minutes left here in the second half.
Both teams coming into this game, one win and three losses. Both teams beat Hortonville. And the Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Jan inbounds it to Jalen. Back to Kayla. Kayla wanted to throw a three. Now she throws it underneath to Jalen. Jalen puts the ball on the floor, turns around, shoots. Rebounded by Brandy Meyer. Jalen Lee chases it up in the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Meyer with the rebound. And the ball's loose. It goes all the way out to midcourt. Jan keeps it from going over and back. And here's a long three-pointer by Sawatsky. No good. And I think Sawatsky just fouled Claire Stratmone.
That was a great job by Lacroix Valley, especially Brandy Meyer getting two offensive rebounds. And unfortunately, Lacroix wasn't able to convert.
Dylan Erickson is really upset about a non-call. He was barking pretty good there to the referees about something. I missed something there, but Dylan didn't like something. Anyway, what, the Blackjacks have the ball, right?
Yep, it looks like it was the third foul on Maya Sawatsky, too.
Here's Stratmone, kicks it outside to Szczesinski, and then Essling loses the ball, and Kessler steals it.
A nice steal by Jada Kessler.
Jan across midcourt. Eagles lead 36-31. And the Eagles throw the ball away. Sawatsky was trying to throw it to Jalen Lee. Jalen went one way, and the ball went the other way.
Yep, Jalen Lee went to cut to the basket, and Maya was looking to make a pass.
Well, the Blackjacks can cut into this five-point lead with 12 minutes to play in the ball game. 36-31. Eagles. Blackjacks with the possession. And there's a son. Is that Sawatsky?
Yep.
Yeah, Sawatsky steals the ball. Here's Kessler from the free throw line. Her shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Brandy Meyer. She pulls it back out. Here's Sawatsky for three. Good. Eighth grader.
Lacrosse really able to generate a lot of offensive possessions with Brandy Meyer's offensive rebounding.
And we got a timeout on the floor. A timeout on the floor with 11:39 to play. It's 39-31 Lacrosse Valley. We'll be right back after these words for fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Brandy Meyer with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with Agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
39-31, Macapal Valley with 11:25 to go in the ball game. Blackjacks off the timeout with the ball. And stealing the ball is Jalen Lee. Jalen's going in for an easy layup.
That was a great job by Jalen Lee anticipating that pass. Dawson Boyd tried to loft it over, but her height was able to steal the ball and get a nice layup.
18 points for Jalen Lee. Oh, nice pass. Blocked by Jalen Lee. What a block by Lee.
With Lee's layup, that pushed the lead back to 10 points for Acapulco Valley, 41-31.
Jan in the paint, throws it up, and she's whistled for a travel. Kayla Jan is.
I think she took three steps while she was trying to get into the paint.
NBA does that all the time.
Yeah.
41-31, a 10-point lead for the Eagles. 10:50 to go. Can the Blackjacks fight back here? They have all game. After the Eagles go on a bit of a run, the Blackjacks go on a run themselves. Let's see if they can do it here. Down by 10. Essling had a good first half. Gives it to number 11, Schreier. Here's Stratmon. Puts up a long three-pointer. No good. Ball's loose. Essling. And Kessler takes the rebound away.
A nice job of rebounding there by Jada Kessler.
41-31. Sawatsky out at the top of the key, left wing to Jalen. Inside to Kessler in the paint, back out to Sawatsky. Maya for three, hit the rim, goes away, no good. Essling with the board for Dawson Boyd. And then she throws the ball at Randy Meyer's leg, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackjack ball.
The good play by Olivia Essling. She's getting double teamed underneath her basket, so just throw it off of a Lacrosse player and get a free inbound.
Nowhere to go. Under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. 41-31 Lacrosse Valley. Who's going to pick up their second win of the season? Here's Jorgens on the left wing. Tries baseline. Drops the paint. Travel. Boy, how many traveling calls have we had tonight?
We've had quite a few. But the defensive pressure there was great by Lacrosse Valley, and they'll get the ball back off the turnover.
Here come the Eagles with their 10-point lead. Sawatsky being double-teamed. She's trapped. Nowhere to go. And the ball stolen by Stratmon. Good defense by the Blackjacks. Claire goes in for the layup and makes it.
Great job.
Was awesome.
That was a great job there by Claire Stratmon to get the steal and get the breakaway layup.
That puts Claire in the double figures with 11 points for Stratmon. Oh, Essling steals the ball. Here come the...
Great job recovering.
9:13 to play. Blackjacks with the ball. Stratmon at the top of the key. Kicks it out to Jorgens. Jorgens dribbles in the paint, loses it. Essling picks up the loose ball. This is Schreier for three. No good. Rebounded by Kayla Jan. Jan pushes the ball up the lead. Back to Jan. Goes through her hands. Picked up. Stolen there by Stratmon. Claire going in for the layup. She scores. 13 points for Claire Stratmon.
That'll cut the lead down to 6. Score 41-35. Lacrosse Valley leading.
Well, this is kind of what's happened the whole game.
And now, oh, Kayla Jan turned the ball over.
That was a great job by Laura Schreier and Claire Stratmo, double-teaming her near the out-of-bounds line and forced a turnover.
Blackjacks are fighting back here against the Eagles, 41-35. This is a big possession here with 8:28 to play. Here comes the Blackjacks with the ball. They're down 41-35. Stratmo for three. No, it won't go. Goes into the corner. And Lee picks the loose ball up. Jalen going down, and she loses the ball. And it goes right in the hands of Claire Stratmone. Blackjacks, possession. Quick pass down to Yamlin. Inside to Swazinski. They fall down. And we got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul.
We got an injury.
Got a foul, and we got an eagle down on the floor. Somebody looked like they twisted their ankle. And I'm not sure who that is, but...
Both teams will head to their respective benches.
All right, so we'll take an injury timeout here. 41-35, La Caprile Valley, with exactly 8 minutes to play. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lund from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
I'm Callie Kahn with the La Caprile Valley Girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. And we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. The injured player is Brandy Meyer. She got up and walked off on her own power. That was good to see, Mitchell.
Yeah, that was really good to see.
So we're back at it here. The Eagles lead by six, and they'll pick up the action here as the Eagles have the basketball. 7:40 to play in the ball game. And here's a three-point shot from Sawatsky, top of the key. That's no good. Rebound put up and in by Zoe Doctor with her first basket of the game. 43-35 Eagles. Here's Swazinski for three. Way out. No good. Picked up by Jalen Lee. Jalen going down the floor. She has 18 points, and she missed the layup. That would have gave her 20. And Coach Hawkinson quickly calling a timeout, so we'll take another commercial break with 7:10 to play. It's 43-35 La Caprile Valley. Whoa, no timeout. Wait, Coach Hawkinson wanted a timeout. Referee said no.
I believe I heard him say jump ball and sent it down to Dawson Boyd.
And Blackjacks will get the ball, so we will not be taking a timeout. Rachel is running down the side court there screaming for a timeout.
Yep, I don't know what. Did you see what happened to the jump ball?
No, I did not see what. No, the referee.
No, now they're turning it back over to La Caprile Valley.
Yeah.
What happened? I'm confused, Mitchell.
I don't know. I didn't see what happened there either. So, all right, Lackawanna Valley has the ball, and they're inbounding.
Underneath their own basket. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Set 43-35. Eagles inbound to Jalen. Back to Jan. Long three by Kayla. That's over the rim. No good. Sudinski. And Lee takes the ball away. Jalen's all over the place here. They go inside the doctor. Nice pass to Sawatsky. She goes to the basket. Missed the layup. And Maya Sawatsky will go to the free throw line. Just an eighth grader, folks.
A great pass by Lackawanna Valley to get it to Maya along the baseline. That was the seventh foul on Dawson Boyd, so Lackawanna will be in the bonus the rest of the way.
And the free throw is missed by Sawatsky. Brandy Meyer trying to walk it off here. She's in a little pain. She's trying to walk her, look like an ankle sprain. Or maybe she got the wind knocked out of her, I'm not sure. But the second free throw is good by Sawatsky. Gives her 4 points. And it's 44-35. Blackjacks need to score. Time running out here. Under 7 minutes to play. Blackjacks with the ball. Stratmon kicks it out in the corner. Here's Essling. Goes to the basket. And Gio, she threw it over the rim. No good. Rebounded again by Lee.
They're doing a nice job of rebounding here for Lackawanna.
And the Blackjacks steal it. Alyssa Sosinski. Here's a fast break. Stratmon puts it up. No good. It's her own rebound. And she falls to the floor with a little help from an Eagle.
That'll be the seventh foul in Lackawanna Valley, so now Dawson Boyd will be in the bonus for the rest of the game.
Look, watching Brandy Meyer down here, she wants to get back in the game, but she's got an injury there. She's trying to walk it off. And we got a timeout by Lackawanna Valley, so 6:25 to play in the ballgame. 44-35 Eagles. We'll be right back after our sponsors.
I'm Alyssa Swidzinski from the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing.
This company understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Schibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
We're back. Claire Stratmon just missed the free throw. And the Eagles have the ball. They have a 44-35 lead. Shot put up down Lee with the rebound. Puts it back. No good. Eagles still get the rebound. Zoe Doctor pulls it away. Dribbles into the corner. 44-35. Lackawanna Valley. Here's Shelstead for three. Off the back iron. Goes in the corner. Lee picks up another rebound.
It's the third offensive rebound here for Lackawanna Valley on this possession.
5:44 to go in the ball game. The Eagles with the lead. They have the ball. Blackjacks in the zone, put up a shot. The Eagles do no good. They still try to save it. And nice effort there by number 10, Kyler Yomlin of the Blackjacks.
They'll send the ball back to Dawson Boyd.
Blackjacks need to score just about every possession here. 5:27 to go in the ball game, down 44-35. Here's Schreier to Stratmon. Stratmon dribbles with her left hand, kicks it back out to Alyssa. Alyssa from the free throw line forces up the shot, and she's fouled, and Sosinski will go to the free throw line. Might have been on Lee.
Say that's on Lee. That's her fourth foul.
So Alyssa Sosinski will go to the free throw line.
That is the fourth foul on Jalen Lee. Both Jalen Lee and Maya Sawatsky have four fouls for Lackawanna Valley.
Alyssa at the line. Outstanding golfer in the spring for the Blackjacks. Free throws up and good. 3 points for Alyssa.
or 6 points, excuse me. Is that right?
For Shudzinski, 6 points?
Oh, she had a three-pointer there, yeah, 6 points. Yep, I got her for six. And second free throw is up and good. She knocks down both free throws. That's important. Got to hit your free throws down the stretch.
Yep, and that'll cut the lead down to seven for La Capara Valley, 44-37.
Blackjacks trying to trap, trying to create a turnover. Blackjack Eagles get it over to Sawatsky, throws up a long three, no good. Szczesny grabs the rebound, she's fouled.
And that'll send Dawson Boyd back down to the free throw line.
Well, that's kind of what you want. Stop the clock and go to the free throw line.
Yep, so that's what you want when you're down this big. You want to have the clock stop and you want to have easy free throws to try and bring yourself back.
44-37. These free throws are huge for Alyssa Szczesny. Free throws up and hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Kendall Shelstead. Hands the ball off to Lee. Lee with 18 points tonight. Leads all scorers. Blackjack. Oh, it's stolen by Stratmon. Claire going in for the layup and scores. 15 points for the ninth grader, Claire Stratmon.
That'll bring the lead down to 5, 44-39 for Acapulco Valley.
We got a basketball game, folks, with 4:30 to play. It's a 5-point lead for the Eagles, and they have the basketball. Shelstead in the corner, being guarded by Szczesny. Here's Sawatsky. Jan kicks it out to Shelstead. Kendall for three, and that missed everything. And look at him go for the rebound in the corner. Whose ball is it? It goes out of bounds.
Looks like Addison Jorgens and then lost it out of bounds, and it'll keep possession with La Capara Valley. And good news to see Brandy Meyer checking back in for La Capara Valley.
Is it ever? Here comes Brandy Meyer, and the La Capara fans applaud. Brandy might not be 100%, but she wants to be in the game. Lee with the ball. 1 second shot clock, and shot clock went off. Shot clock violation on the Eagles. I always forget about the shot clock.
I do every once in a while forget about it, too.
There's your first shot clock violation. Comes at a bad time there for the Eagles. Well, the Blackjacks are down by 5, 44-39, 4 minutes to play. Stratmon.
That's foul playing. Foul illegal screen.
What do they call?
Looks like
it's on Dawson Boyd, isn't it?
It was on Olivia Essling for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, legal screen. Man, you got some good eyes there, Mitchell. Eagles inbound. Oh, it's stolen. Then it's stolen right back. The Eagles get the ball back. Jalen Lee going to go all the way to the basket. Lays it up off the rim. No good. And it'll be Blackjack basketball.
A great job by Jalen Lee driving into the paint. No one really picked her up for Dawson Boyd in their full court press, but just couldn't make the layup.
44-39 Eagles. 3:36 to play.
Looks like Aiden Bond checking in for her first time here tonight for La Capara Valley.
44-39. Here come the Blackjacks trying to cut into this Eagle lead. Look at Stratmon goes to the basket. Blocked by Lee. That's her second or third block here in the ballgame.
Lee's had a lot of great blocks here tonight.
Here's number one, Addie Bond, in the Kessler. Kind of a left-handed hook shot by Kessler. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Blackjack.
La Capara Valley has the ball here with 3 minutes and 12 seconds left, up by 5.
I'll tell you what, if the bucket here, you're going to hear the crowd come alive, that's for sure. Eagles inbound it. Lee for three, and that is no good. It hits the top. That should have been out of bounds.
It was last touched by a Dawson Boyd player, and it'll stay with La Capara Valley.
Got a timeout on the floor. 3:08 to play. Eagles 44, Jacks 39. We'll be back after this.
I'm Callie Kahn with the La Capara Valley girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. For your next car shop, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
I'm Claire Shadow.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Laura Schreier just followed Kayla Jan to put Kayla to the free throw line. Mitchell, we got a ball game. 5-point lead.
These are very crucial free throws for Lacaparra Valley. This can extend it to a 7-point lead with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go.
5-point lead for the Eagles. Kayla Jan at the free throw line. Free throw is good by Kayla. Kayla Jan with 7 points. Oops. Here's the second free throw by Kayla, and that rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Yamlin. Now she throws the ball away. Eagles get it back. But the Eagles keep the ball. Now it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Eagle ball. Ball's like a ping pong out there. Sawatsky and Jalen Lee come back in the game. Bond comes out.
And Brandy Meyer comes out.
45-39 La Caprile Valley. Eagles inbounder. Jan gets it in the shell set. Here's Jalen for three. Had a good look. Off the rim. Off the backboard. No good. And Esteline picks up the rebound. She travels.
I don't know. This is Swadzinski.
We've had to have a dozen travels in the game here.
Yeah, a lot of good defense being played by both teams, leading to a lot of travels.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Dawson at Camden Conference Girls Basketball. It's a good one. We got a close game. Chelsea having trouble picking the ball up, and it's still loose. Nobody wants the ball. And then finally, Kendall grabs it. And now the Blackjacks take it away. Oh, a jump ball call. Swadzinski ties up Shelstead.
Now turn possession back to Dawson Boyd. Down 6 with 2.5 to play.
Well, pop 2 3-pointers, you're tied.
Yep.
Swadzinski inbounds it, and Alyssa can hit that 3. So can Stratmon. Here's Alyssa. Drives to the in the base, tops it out to Stratmon. Stratmon drives to the basket. She has an opening, goes in for the layup and scores.
That's a nice job by Dawson Boyd creating an opening for Stratmon to drive into the paint and get the layup.
17 for Stratmon. And she steals the ball. Oh, that's now they throw it back. Yamlin stole the ball.
That's a 10-second violation, and it's going to turn the ball over to Dawson Boyd. They never ruled that Dawson Boyd had possession of it.
What happened there? Boy, Coach Erickson's really upset. They call a 10-second violation?
Yep, they never ruled that Dawson Boyd had firm possession of the basketball, and that'll turn it over on a 10-second violation.
45-41, Lacaparra Valley. Swadzinski trying to get it in bounds. Now does in the corner. Now here's Esteline. Down by 4, the Blackjacks are. 1:58 to play. Swadzinski to Esteline. Here's a 3-point shot. It's no good. And that missed everything. That was an air ball there. I think Laura wants that one back. She had a good look there.
Yeah, it was a good look. Just couldn't convert.
Hey, the Blackjacks are only down by 4. They're going to put a full court press on. Jan breaks it. We got a foul. A quick foul to stop the clock. 1:49 to play. 45-41. Eagles lead by 4.
That was the 10th foul on Dawson Boyd. So that'll be 2 free throws the rest of the way for Lacaparra Valley being in the double bonus.
Referee Slaba explains to Dylan the 10-second violation. And a big free throw there by Kayla Jan. 8 points for Jan.
Make the lead 46-41 for Lacaparra Valley with 1:49 left.
Second free throw by Kale is on its way. That's no good. Rebounded there by Esslein. Boy, Olivia's played great. And Blackjacks with the ball. They're down by 5 points. They go inside. The ball's loose. Picked up by the Eagles. Turnover by the Blackjacks with a minute 33 to play. Blackjacks double teaming and a timeout by Dylan Erickson. We'll take another quick break. 46-45. It's a full timeout by Coach Erickson. We'll be back with the exciting finish right after this.
Hi, I'm Zoe Doctor with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock chip repairs work with all insurance guys. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Dawson Boyd High School. We got a good basketball game going on, don't we, Mitchell?
Yeah, we got a 5-point game with a minute and a half left.
46-41, La Caparo Valley. A minute 29 on the clock. Eagles lead by 5. And referee Slava at the scores table. I'm not sure what the delay is here, Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, he's explaining something to the scores table. I don't know what they're going over, the 10-second violation or what they're discussing here.
Now the referee talking to Coach Hawkinson, she shakes her head in agreement. So here we go. The Eagles going to get the ball. They have the possession. Clock running now. 1:25 to play. 46-41. Eagles lead by 5. Jalen Lee out the top of the key.
Here, Lockport Valley, with there being 15 seconds left, you probably want to run down to 10 before you start running your offense.
Shot clock is at 10 seconds. Oh, Jalen almost carried the ball. Here's Jan. Jan puts up a short jumper, and that's no good. Rebounded underneath by Shelstead. I think it's Shelstead. And she's fouled.
I'll send Shelstead to the line for 2 free throws.
Kendall Shelstead with 8 points tonight. The senior's at the line with some big free throws, leading by 5.
This can push the lead to 7 with a minute 5 left.
Kendall's free throw's on its way, and it's nothing but net for Kendall Shelstead.
If you're Dawson Boyd, you got to score quick. You don't necessarily have to go for threes quite yet, but you got to score quick.
47-41. Shelstead's second free throw is on its way, and that's good. Good free throw shooting there by Shelstead. And it's a 7-point lead. Here's Stratmore for a quick three. Boom! She hit the three! Oh, my goodness. 20 points for Claire Stratmore. 48-44, a 4-point lead and a quick call on the by the Blackjacks.
That'll send Kayla Jan to the line, and that'll be the fourth foul on Laura Schreier for Dawson Boyd.
Cold-blooded 3-pointer by the ninth grader, Claire Stratmone. 48-44. And Jan at the line makes the free throw. The Eagles are making the free throws down the line here, aren't they?
Yep, that's a crucial point in a tight game like this, is making your free throws.
Back to a 5-point lead. Here's a second free throw by Kayla. She missed it. And it's rebounded there by number 10, Yamlin. Yamlin with the basketball. Oh, she traveled. She did. Oh, my goodness.
That's tough for Dawson Boyd. Turnover on travel right there. Yet another travel called.
So the Eagles are going to get the ball at midcourt with 45 seconds to play. 5-point lead. Blackjack's going to need a steal. That's a foul, and they do at midcourt. Jalen Lee will go to the line. Spallin Swazinski. Down by 5. Lee at the line.
Lee with 18 points. She hasn't scored in a while, though.
That was Alyssa Swadzinski's fourth personal foul.
Here's Jalen Lee's free throw. Good. 19 for Lee.
Lee's been doing really good at the free throw line this game.
And a timeout on the court. We're going to keep it right here with 42 seconds to play. And the Eagles lead 50-44. And when the timeout's over, Jalen, what a second half this has been here at Dawson Boyd High School, hasn't it, Mitchell?
This has been a very competitive second half after we had a competitive first half. And so it's been very exciting to watch.
Free throws. That's why you practice your free throws. I'm sure we'll talk with the coaches about that in the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Got a final from Tracy High School in girls basketball. Canby beats TMB 63-36 tonight. And Mineota leading Lakeview 47-35 with 4 minutes to go in that game. Both those teams 3-0 on the season. And a final, Yellow Medicine East down Renville County West, 63-56 tonight. Timeout's over. It's a six-point lead for the Eagles. 42 seconds. The Blackjacks just can't seem to get over that hump here in the second half.
Yeah, they've gotten quite a few defensive stops, but on the offensive end of the floor, they've really struggled to put something together.
Jalen Lee will get a second free throw to try to go up by seven. She has 19 points. She's looking for 20, and she makes it. 20 points for Lee. Here come the Blackjacks. They've got to score quick. Schreier. Oh, and they throw the ball in the middle. It's loose, and Sosinski comes away with it. Alyssa drops it down low. Blackjacks got to shoot the ball. Now we got a jump ball. Time tie-up.
That'll send the possession back to La Crepara Valley. Or they got a
51-44 Eagles. 29 seconds to go. Kayla Jan inbounds it. The Eagles have to go the full length of the court. They get it in play to Shelstead. Blackjacks got a foul, and they do. Stratmoon fouls Kayla Jan. That'll put Kayla to the line with 26 seconds left.
That'll be Stratmoon's fourth foul, too.
Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and an Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. Here's Kayla Jan at the line. She has 8 points tonight. Or 9 points, excuse me. Free throw's good. Gives her 10.
Push the lead to 8 for La Crepara, 52-44 with 26.9 seconds left.
Second free throw by Kayla. And that's good. Boy, the free throw shooting down the stretch here is the difference in this game right now. Swadzinski, 53-44 at Blackjacks. They got to hurry up here. Swadzinski for three. Missed it. Blackjacks try to save it. They can't. And with 15 seconds to go, the Eagles will have the ball. Blackjacks didn't show a sense of urgency there.
Yep, they really didn't see enough urgency there to try and score.
Eagles inbound. We got a quick foul. Jalen Lee will go back to the line. Well, Blackjacks put up a good fight here. Just couldn't get over that hump. The way they cut it to here in the second half. Four?
They had it down to four, 48-44 with a minute left, and then free throws for La Crepara really being key coming down the stretch, and Dawson Boyd just really struggling trying to get anything on offense going.
Jalen Lee at the line. Free throw rolls around the rim, and it goes in. 21 points for Jalen.
I think it might have rolled off.
Oh, it did.
I don't think it went in.
Did it roll off? Really?
Yep.
Second free throw is good.
So it's a 10-point lead for La Crepara Valley, 54-44.
21 points. 8 seconds to go. Blackjacks throw it up. Rebounded by Shelstead. She's just going to hold it, and the Blackjacks won't foul. And there's your final score tonight. A 10-point win for La Crepara Valley, 54-44. La Crepara Valley defeats the Blackjacks in a good, fun rival game. Wow. Put the pencil to work here. Go with some stats. Maybe talk with some coaches in the Neon Needles post-game show. And we'll be back right after these words from our fine sponsors.
I'm Claire Stratmon. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Purist in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purist offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purist team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purist and apply online at puristfoods.com. Purist, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
My name's Laura Schreier. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's your final score. Lacapaw Valley 54, Dawson Boyd 44. The second half, Mitchell, seemed like it took forever, but the Blackjacks, they get close, but they just couldn't get over that.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd could do a great job on defense, forcing turnovers, and when they got down to the offensive end, they just couldn't really seem to get anything going, and it just didn't really work out for them here tonight.
What do you think the key to the win was for the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles, they really controlled the boards here in the second half. I got them doubling up Dawson Boyd 26-13 in terms of rebounds in the second half. I got them out-rebounding Dawson Boyd 44-33, so I'd say rebounding was a big key for Lacapaw Valley. And then the free throw shooting for Lacapaw Valley really came into play towards the end of the game here. When Dawson Boyd would cut it close, they fouled Lacapaw Valley and they were able to make all their free throws.
They did. I think I got them for 11 or 12 free throws just late in the second half there. That was amazing. And that's why you practice your free throws, right?
Yep, that's always crucial for a team to make their free throws. And Erickson
and Coach Rachel Hawkins will probably be later, but we'll name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Let's do that now.
For player of the game, we got Jalen Lee for Lacapaw Valley. I had her down for 11 rebounds, and how many points did you have?
I had her for 21 points. And how many rebounds?
I had her for 11 rebounds, and then that's not including the steals and blocks that she had on defense, too. So.
Yep, and she made her free throws down the stretch, that's for sure. So Jalen Lee is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. What's our A-plus cooperative play of the game?
Our play of the game, I think, has to be the free throw shooting in Lacapaw Valley down the stretch. They were put on the free throw line when it was down to a 5-point lead, and they were able to make their free throws down the stretch to steal the game.
That's right. And tell us all about it. It's head coach Dylan Erickson of the Eagles. He joins us on the Neon Needles post-game show. Dylan.
Hey, guys.
That was a battle.
Whew.
wasn't pretty most of the night, but hey, a win's a win. We knew they were hard to come by last year, you know, at times, and so we're going to take any win we can. And like I said, the kids just battled. The girls battled. They never backed down, you know. Started off the game, you know, playing pretty decent in that zone. It kind of muddied it up for us a little bit and got a little sloppy. Just kind of a little slow and stagnant. Neither team really got in a rhythm, it seemed like. We were up, I don't know, 22-11. Maybe Mitch can check that. We were up 22-11, I think, at one point, and then all of a sudden it was, 27-24 half, and we got real stagnant and threw the ball around a little bit and just never got any clean looks. And then second half, too, first 5-6 minutes, man, we couldn't buy a bucket. We couldn't get anything towards the rim. We were trying to shoot from the outside. And, you know, once things already aren't going, the farther you step out and shoot it, the harder it's going to get, and we got to find some confidence and rhythm. But we did a pretty good job down the stretch executing, like you said, the free throw shooting. Man, that's been something, you know, going back how long we've always pressed at practice and just how serious we have to take them. And, you know, last couple of games we've shot over 80% from the free throw line, getting there 25-plus times, and tonight won the game for us, you know, and they got it down to 55, 51 or whatever it was. And then we were put on the line basically to score the rest of the way out for the most part and handled the pressure. You know, we still had our silly turnovers and untimely, unforced things. Mm-hmm. But, again, when you come out of it, with a win, they're a little bit happier about it for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. The Dawson cut it to what?
I got it at 48-44 with a minute left. So six free throws down the stretch to seal it.
Yeah, we lost that one there. We know they were coming up the sideline on the off the made free throw. They like to hit up the sideline, make that extra pass, and we were just talking about it. We kind of lost Stratmo in the corner, and she made us pay for it. But again, we didn't back down and pull. They could have spiraled down after that, but we got the ball and secured it, and we're able to make free throws on the stretch.
I got Kayla Jan with 11, Shelsted with 10, Brandy Meyer with 11, and Jalen with 21. So that's some girls in double figures there.
Yeah, nice, pretty balanced scoring. You know, without having Callie, they're kind of a last-minute pull from the lineup there with her foot. So other girls had to step up, and I thought Jada Kessler and Zoe Doctor did a great job in the inside, guarding Esselin and, you know, being physical with her and getting her off her spot a little bit and just being able to step in and be ready to go. I mean, that's the most minutes either of them played in their career, you know, and so really good stuff out of them as well.
Okay.
Dylan, with Callie Kahn out tonight, I got you down 11 rebounds for Jalen Lee, and then I got Brandy Meyer with 11 rebounds, and I'd say probably half of those were offensive rebound. How big was it to see those two step up in the rebounding department with Callie out tonight?
Yeah, huge, because Callie, you know, last game she had 12 rebounds, and she's an 8 to 12 rebounds a game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You know, she dominates the boards for us, so, and, you know, to start the game, that's kind of how they got themselves back in the game, is we weren't rebounding the ball very well, and that was a timeout and halftime. Like, guys, it's an effort play right now. We got to get after it, and we got to be able to rebound, and so I think that point got across, and I thought Zoe did a nice job taking Esselin away too. Maybe didn't show with the rebound category, but she kind of got her out, and Jada kind of got her out of there and did a nice job on that. Have them and Brandy, you know, her second year out for basketball, just has a nose for the ball, and you see how athletic she is in there at times. I mean, skying for the rebounds, and she just makes all the little plays, and it's just a fun group to coach again, and I'm just really proud of them.
That's right. What do you got coming up next?
Next, we travel to McRae on Thursday. Big conference section type standing game. Should be a very competitive game. Hopefully, we can get healed up a little bit with the few nicks we have with Callie and Maya's a little nick too, and Jay and Brandy tonight rolled her ankle pretty good. But so hopefully, we can get some of those cleaned up a little bit and get healthy to help. But no, it's going to be a battle. They got Brielle Jansen and Cindy Tyne in there, and they're going to be really good. So
Brielle Jansen just committed to Minnesota Mankato.
Yeah, Mankato State. So. Well deserved. I mean, she's tough as nails at 6'1", what she can do, 6'2", and she can handle it and shoot it and score at all levels. So, well, her hands full, but it should be a fun game. We'll prepare tomorrow for them and watch some film and kind of get ready and get back at it.
All right. Good win tonight. It's always a fun rival between Dawson Boyd and Lockwell.
It is. And it seems like sometimes.
Rachel does a good job.
Great job. Oh, yeah. Great job. And, they're lucky to have her. And but it seems like all these games kind of. There's never really a blowout, to say to speak. You know, it always comes down to. It's physical. It comes down to,
That's what Mitchell said in the Subway pregame show, you know, throw the record out the window.
Yep. Games like this, it means a little bit more.
Yep,
you know what I mean? So, just proud to come out on top this year after, you know, last year. We lost to him a couple times, so it was nice to bounce back.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the stats on that too, didn't you?
Yep, just that Lock Proud won 19 straight versus Dawson Boyd between the 2014-15 season and the 22-23 season. and then last year going 0-2, so it was nice for
get back
in the win
column. Back on the right side of it, absolutely.
Tell the girls that.
Yeah, I will have to do that. That's an interesting stat. I should know that coming from you, though. You'll have that down.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Well,
appreciate you guys covering us. Go Eagles.
Yep, thanks. Dylan Erickson, head coach. We'll see if Rachel wants to come up here. See if Rachel wants to come up here, Rachel Hawkinson, and talk about the game here. Let's go through the scoring here for for Dawson Boyd. Olivia Essling at 8 points. Jordan Strand with 4. Alyssa Szynski with 7. Kyler Yamlin with 3. Addison Jorgens with 2. And the leading score for Dawson Boyd is Claire Stratmone with 20 points. Claire really had a nice game, didn't she, Mitchell?
Yeah, Claire Stratmone was, I think, the leader for Dawson Boyd tonight, and she did a nice job stepping up with their senior leader, Lindsay Lund, not playing tonight.
Yep. That's a scoring there for Dawson Boyd. For Lacapaw Valley, as I mentioned, Brandy Meyer, who was injured, she has 11 points. Zoe Docker had 2 points. Swatsky had 4. Leading scorer was Jalen Lee. Kendall Shelstead with 10. Kayla Jan with 11. Nice job by Kayla there as well. So a couple of girls in double figures there. And Rachel Hawkinson is going to join us here on the Neon Needles post-game show. And Dylan Erickson, Rachel just said, you know, when Dawson Boyd and Lockfall play each other, just throw the records out the window. It doesn't matter. It's kind of a friendly rivalry, you know.
Yeah.
You guys had them the last 2 years. You beat them the last 2 years.
That's right. Yeah, it's always a dogfight out there. We knew it was going to be a good matchup. Scrappy. They seemed to get their, when they got their hands on stuff, they came away with the ball. You know, it was just.
And how important are free throws?
Oh, I told the girls tonight, you know, in a close game, it's the little things that really expose themselves. You know, turnovers, missed free throws. Black Apparel came down and made their free throws in the end. I felt early on we did a good job boxing out. And then second half, that backside block killed us. They got a lot of offensive boards and putbacks. So,
Coach, I had your defense really picked up there in the second half. I got you. It was 44-39 with 4 minutes left. So before the free throw shooting happened down the stretch, you held them to 17 points for the majority of the second half. How big was your defense?
Yeah, I took a timeout. It was around that 6.5-minute mark because I just wanted to talk to the girls. Say, hey, this is 6.5 minutes. Y'all got to get up. Y'all got to pressure the ball, get some steals, get some points. Like, we're down. This is the time. You need to play tight. So, and I felt like we did a good job. We got our hands on stuff, got a couple fast break looks. Just couldn't pull it together in the end.
I'm really impressed with Olivia, isn't she?
She is. She's strong. She's smart. She's a good passer. She's got good hands.
Yep.
Because she gets her hands on it, she's pretty good. She's good with that. So, just as a 10th grader, I think there's a... going to be a great couple years for her.
Yeah, Claire Stravone got it for 20 tonight.
Yeah, Claire's obviously a good shooter. She's quick with the ball. We expect her to get her hands on stuff, go for fast breaks. Good free throw shooter, kind of struggled a little bit tonight at the line, but she oftentimes will lead for us.
Okay, well, you know, what do you got next for the Blackjacks? Thursday?
Thursday, home versus CMCF.
Oh,
that'll be another battle.
Yeah, with the Dunning girls, is it?
Yep.
They've still got Dunning on the team?
Right, keep coming. They just keep coming.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up, Rachel. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And best of luck against CMC.
Thanks for covering us, guys.
You bet. Rachel Hawkinson, head coach of the Blackjacks. And did we go through the other scores in the area?
Other scores in the area. And girls basketball, final from Tracy Canby was victorious over Tracy Milroy Ballaton, 63-36. Our score tonight, 54-44. Minneota held on to defeat Lakeview by a score of 50-44, so that'll hand Lakeview their first loss of the season. McRae defeated Ortonville at McRae tonight by a score of 72-20. And then YME defeated RCW 63-56.
Okay. And so we're going to do this all over, Lacapaw Valley and Dawson Boyd on Thursday, but it's the boys' turn.
Yep, it'll be the boys' turns. And Dawson Boyd, they bounced back with a nice win versus Ortonville after a tough loss to Cherry over the weekend. So that was yesterday. They played Ortonville and got a nice victory. So looking to keep up that momentum versus Lacapaw tomorrow.
On Thursday,
Thursday.
On Thursday. Plus, there's a chili feed. Yeah, listen, you can go out and partake in the FFA chili feed before the game there in the Commons. That's always a great event.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Dawson Boyd listeners and Lacapaw listeners come on out to the game Thursday
and have some chili.
Yep, it's always a fun event when Lac Pau does the chili feed.
Yeah, and that's sponsored by the FFA, I believe. So, yeah, so that's Thursday, and we'll have the Blackjacks and Eagles. Always a fun rival again.
Yep, it's a fun rivalry, and both teams are very competitive. And, again, you throw the records out the door, and you just see who wants it more that night.
All right. All right, thanks, Mitch, for helping out. Oh, you got something else?
Just one more quick final in boys basketball. RCW defeated Lakeview by a score of 55-52.
All right. Thanks, Mitch, for helping out again. We'll see you Thursday.
Yep, see you Thursday, Paul. It's a lot of fun.
All right, thanks to Phil back at the studio working the board, and thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score here from Dawson Boyd High School, the Eagles 54, the Blackjacks 44. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92.